Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
I will send to you the Spirit of truth, says the Lord. He will guide you in all truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went on to say to his disciples, "Now I am going away. I'm going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send the Advocate to you. When he comes, he will convince you of the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin because they do not believe in me. Righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. For all of you who are praying with us and for all of you at home, let me pause for a few moments of homiletic reflection on this gospel. We're still in the Gospel of John. We're still in the Last Supper discourse, this long discourse in John's gospel. And tomorrow will be our last reflection on the Last Supper. After that, we will leave it and we'll go on to dealing with the ascension of Jesus. So tomorrow will be our last reflection on John's Gospel's Last Supper. But let me look at this today. Very, very strong in the long Last Supper of John is mention of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. I think we don't have a huge grasp of our prayer to the Holy Spirit. But especially in the Gospel of John, not so much in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus emphasizes our need for the Spirit. He said, "The Spirit will come, the Spirit will enlighten you, the Spirit will strengthen you, the Spirit will make you see what the world cannot see." So now he speaks about this today. He's going away. When he comes back, he's going to look different, he's going to be different. He's not going to be the Jesus that walked around Galilee doing miracles, that calmed the waters, fed the multitude. He's going to come back in a different form, and only those who have the Spirit will understand. Without the Spirit, they will not know, recognize, or appreciate the risen Jesus. Therefore, he said, "I will send you the Spirit, and then you will see what you have not seen yet." And that's why when we get to Pentecost, we have the coming of the Holy Spirit, and in many ways, the birth of the church. Now in the power of the Holy Spirit, we will be invincible in preaching the gospel. The early followers of Jesus understood this. So when the Spirit came upon them, they could handle suffering, death, martyrdom, no matter what happened. They were invincible, and this very small group of followers of Jesus will become so strong. There are many other religions, but this one, the followers of Christ, will grow so strong in 300 years. In the year 313, Constantine said, "Christianity is the official religion of the empire." And this is born out of the power of the Holy Spirit to see Jesus in suffering, to see Jesus in triumph, to see Jesus in everything, enlightened by the Spirit, strengthened and empowered by the Holy Spirit. So what does this mean to us today? To be enlightened by the Holy Spirit and to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit, we see life and everything in life enlightened by the Spirit in a different way. Well, when you look at all those people down on the border trying to get into the United States, I know we have a problem down there. There are drugs, and I know that. But the vast majority of those people are seeking a new life, a share in the life we have. So when we look, do we see a problem with all these people, or do we see an opportunity to spread the blessings which we have so abundantly? So it will cost us some money, but what do we see? When Jesus looked at this foreign woman in the fourth chapter of John, the Samaritan, remember that Samaritan woman, married five times, living with a man who, not her husband. He didn't see a woman married five times and living with a man who was not her husband. He saw a woman yearning for some meaning in life, to find a relationship, to find something that would give meaning to her life. That's what Jesus saw. Now the world looked at and said, this is a unique woman here, married five times, you know. But Jesus saw something different. That's to see in the power of the Spirit. In the 23rd chapter of Luke, you have that criminal being crucified with Jesus, who looks to Jesus and says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Now Jesus doesn't say, well, you have to make an act of contrition, you have to whatever, you do penance, and then you... He says, no. This day you will be with me in paradise. He sees a man in pain. He sees a man struggling. He sees a man yearning for something beyond the burdens of this life. So when you look around in the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not make the judgments the world makes. When people come to church and they say, is there a place for us? If you see in the power of the Holy Spirit, you will always say, of course there is a place for you. When the person shows up here married five times, living with a man who's not her husband, we're going to say, we see somebody yearning to belong to a faith community empowered by the Holy Spirit. When you see members of the LGBT community, you say, what do you see? Do you see people struggling to belong, burdened down with judgment, with discrimination, with division? What do you see? So when you journey through this day, be conscious of the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will show you a way of understanding and a way of depth and insight that the world will not show you. That's exactly what Jesus is saying, and he says it over and over again in these five chapters of the Last Supper. So when I look at myself in the power of the Spirit, I see I'm a son of God, I'm a daughter of God, I'm a beloved person. Even though all my foolishness and my emptiness and all my failures and all my sins, I am beloved in the kingdom of God. It's an extraordinary thing. That's what Jesus is speaking about over and over. I will send you an advocate. I will send you somebody who will enlighten you. The Spirit, the living God, will enlighten you, will give you depth, will give you understanding, and will give you the strength. You're carrying a cross in life. You have a reversal in life. You have some pain in your life. some conflict in your life, in the power of the Holy Spirit, what will you see? You'll see what the world will not tell you, what the world cannot see. You'll see something. Perhaps you'll see an invitation to follow Jesus Christ, to carry a cross, to see that death is necessary for resurrection. Failure is necessary to be forgiven. Unless you fail, you'll never understand forgiveness. It's an extraordinary reflection here, and it requires much more time than we have in these few minutes of homily. But I want you to enter into this day saying, I want to see in the power of the Holy Spirit. And then you will see goodness, possibilities. You'll see invitations to sacrifice. You have an invitation to forgive, to understand, to be generous in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.